And if any of you can add your voice to mine and others to get ERA ratified in Illinois this year, it will be a major step forward to giving equality of treatment for women who have felt too long the burden of discrimination. Thank you very much. Let me add one parenthetical note. If any of you are interested or know the members of the House or Senate in Illinois and you'd like to know what you can do to help induce them to vote or how they stand on the issue, if you would call Sarah Weddington, who's sitting on my left, third on my left, at the White House, she can give you an update on the issue so that you can help in your own way. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Marion Shapiro from Hays, Kansas, League of Women Voters. I've been persuaded to ask this question by the Florida group. And I've been told by your aide that I can stop shaking because you're a nice guy.
If you'll be nice to me, I'll stop shaking too. I hate to hear this one coming. Go ahead.
In light of thousands of illegal and legal immigrants arriving daily, a problem which is reaching critical proportions, what does your administration intend to do about enforcing current immigration laws and providing funds and programs for dealing with these newcomers who are presently a great burden on local communities?
They are. The entire subject or issue a problem of the Cuban refugees has been greatly aggravated by the inhumane approach by Fidel Castro. We, as a nation, have always had our arms open to the receiving refugees in accordance with American law. We now have more than 800,000 Cuban refugees in our country who are making outstanding new American citizens, as you know. I have a responsibility to administer the law because I've taken an oath to do so and to administer it in a fair and equitable way. It's important to me, for instance, to treat the Cuban refugees with the same degree of compassion and understanding and with the same commitment to the law as we do the refugees from Haiti and from other countries. We are the most generous nation on earth in receiving refugees, and I feel very deeply that this commitment should be maintained. Ours is a country of refugees. Many of those in this room have either parents or grandparents who were refugees, who came here looking for a new life of freedom, a chance to worship as they pleased, or a chance to combine their own talents to build a growing and dynamic country. Those of us who have been here for a generation or six or eight generations ought to have just as open a heart to receive the new refugees as our ancestors were received in the past. I have